A reading from the book of Exodus. Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. Leading the flock across the desert, he came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There, an angel of the Lord appeared to Moses in fire, flaming out of a bush. As he looked on, he was surprised to see that the bush, though on fire, was not consumed. So Moses decided, "I must go over to look at this remarkable sight and see why the bush is not burned." When the Lord saw him coming over to look at it more closely, God called out to him from the bush, "Moses, Moses." He answered, "Here I am." God said, "Come no nearer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I am the God of your fathers," he continued, "the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob." Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. But the Lord said, "I have witnessed the affliction of my people in Egypt and have heard their cry of complaint against their slave drivers. So I know well what they are suffering. Therefore, I have come down to rescue them from the hands of the Egyptians and lead them out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey." Moses said to God, "But when I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' if they ask me, 'What is his name?' what am I to tell them?" God replied, "I am who am." Then he added, "This is what you shall tell the Israelites: I am sent me to you." God spoke further to Moses, "Thus shall you say to the Israelites: 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob has sent me to you.' This is my name forever. Thus am I to be remembered through all generations." The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all of them were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from a spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was the Christ. Yet God was not pleased with most of them, for they were struck down in the desert. These things happened as examples for us, so that we might not desire evil things as they did. Do not grumble as some of them did, and suffered death by the destroyer. These things happened to them as an example, and they have been written down as a warning to us, upon whom the end of ages has come. Therefore, whoever thinks he is standing secure should take care not to fall. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some people told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. And Jesus said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." Or those 18 people who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them. Do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. And he told them this parable. There once was a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit, he found none. He said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. All our scripture passages today tell of the need for repentance, the need to draw closer to Christ. Whether it was Moses, who was learning a lot about what God had in mind for him, or Jesus talking about sometimes evil deeds done to decent people, or accidents that happen, the falling of a tower. But then also the parable, which talks about the planter who expected fruit, fruitfulness among what he cared for. Yes, in this Lenten season, it's a time for us all to encounter the mercy and forgiveness of our God. He loves us, he calls us to himself, and expects us to respond by not only sorrow, but fruitful acts in our life. Along the way, Jesus encountered many people in different situations, including those who were willfully not responsive to God speaking to them. Adam and Eve disobeyed God's first rule, "Don't eat the fruit of that particular tree." They didn't obey it. But God did not give up. Abraham wandered and Sarah left. But God did not give up. Moses hid and shook with fear. But God did not give up. David plotted against Uriah, but God did not give up. Ahaz sold out to Assyria, but God never gave up. Israel fell into pieces, but God did not give up. The Jewish people became exiles, but God did not give up. John the Baptist was beheaded, but God did not give up. Peter denied that he ever knew Jesus, and Judas betrayed him for the 30 pieces of silver. But God never gave up. All the disciples except the Apostle John fled away when Jesus was crucified. But God did not give up. The story is told after the ascension that Jesus arrived in heaven and the angels welcomed him and they said, "What happens now?" And Jesus said, "Well, the apostles were taught, and they've heard the good news, they've received the Holy Spirit, and they will preach what they were taught, and God's will be carried out." And the angel said, You mean Peter who denied you and the others who ran? What's plan B? But Jesus told the angels, there is no plan B. This is it. They were doing, were supposed to do what they were called to do. And they will carry on that work. And others will come to know God, believe in God, and follow God. No small thing. But even to the present day, God did not give up. In every age, in every place, it's important for the gospel to be heard, believed in, followed, and spread. We're part of those people. By God's grace, if we have sinned, He loves us, He will forgive us. He has great love, great mercy. God gives more than one chance to so many people. On a more human level, Henry Ford failed 5 times before he finally succeeded in building his car. Beethoven's teacher called him hopeless as a composer, but he succeeded. Having gone out of business, Colonel Sanders went over 1,000 places trying to sell his chicken recipe before he found the buyer. Years later, at age 75, Colonel Sanders sold his Kentucky Fried Chicken Company for $15 million. Second chance, or more. Walt Disney was fired by a newspaper editor for lack of ideas. Disney also went bankrupt several times before he finally built Disneyland. Charles Darwin, the father of the theory of evolution, was considered a very ordinary boy. Albert Einstein did not speak until he was 4 years old, and he didn't read until he was 7. His teacher described him as mentally slow, unsociable, and forever adrift in his foolish dreams. The University of Bern, Germany, turned down his PhD dissertation as being irrelevant and fanciful. Enrico Caruso was told by one music teacher, "You can't sing. You have no voice at all." Yet he became one of the best loved singers of his time. Indeed, second chances. People later surprised that each of these was not considered a genius from the beginning. Spiritually, we're all forgiven sinners. We hold sin in common. But we also hold mercy in common. God loves us and calls us, especially in this Lenten season, to be sorry for our sins, to confess them, admit what we've done, but stand forgiven and ready to move ahead. God is not stymied even by sin. He continues to love. He never forgets. We are called in this Lenten season to renew our desire to continue to follow Christ, to be sorry for any sins we've committed, face them directly, and stand forgiven God's mercy is gracious and everlasting. As we move through our life this Lent, may God help us appreciate the mercy received, enjoy that mercy, and pass it on. We are called. We have heard. We believed. And we know that we need to follow. May God walk with us this Lent in an ever closer way, and we in turn pass it on.